Do you know the difference between a wildling who's a friend to the watch and one who's not, eh? Asked the Dour Squire. Our enemies leave our bodies for the crows, eh? And the wolves. Our friends bury us in secret graves. I wonder how long that bear's been nailed up on that gate, and what Craster had there before we came hallooing, eh?
Ed looked at the axe doubtfully, the rain running down his long face.
Is it dry in there, eh?
Drier than out here.
If I look about, eh? Not too close to the fire, belike they'll take no note of me till morning, eh? The ones under his roof will be the first he murders, but at least we'll die dry, eh?
John had to laugh. Craster's one man. We're 200. I doubt he'll murder anyone.
You cheer me, said Ed, sounding utterly morose, and besides, there's much to be said for a good sharp axe. I'd hate to be murdered with a maul. I saw a man hit in the brow with a maul once, eh? Scarce split the skin at all, but his head turned mushy and swelled up big as a gourd, only purply red, eh? A comely man, but he died ugly, eh? It's good that we're not giving them mauls.
Ed walked away, shaking his head, his sudden black cloak shedding rain behind him.